We continue with the Mishnah on the bottom of Tezayin Omer Aleph. Ein mochrin lehem dovos, dovin ve'arios. You cannot sell to an idolater bears and lions. V'chol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, and any animal or any item which causes damage to the rabim. And then the Mishnah lists more examples. Ein bonin mehem basilki. You can't build with them a basilica which is used to kill people off of. V'sham danin bni adam. That's where they, as Rashi says, that's where they judge people. Umapilan also of a mace, and they throw them off of the basilica and they die. Gardum, you can't also build a tall building with them, which as well they use for judging dini nefashos. As Rashi says, it's stadia, you cannot build a stadium with idolaters, because in these stadiums they place animals or oxen in them and they chase after and gore men and kill them, and it's all for entertainment purposes. But again, it causes damage. Larabim. Ubima, also a platform, some sort of tower which they would push people off of the off of a cliff off of this platform. So all these items which are cause nezek larabim, you're not allowed to participate in the construction of these items with an idolater. Aval, but that's not that you can't do anything with an idolater. Aval bonin imahem bimosios ubeis merchatzos. You can build a bimosios, is an altar, and a beis merchatos, a bathhouse. Now, why would you be permitted to build an altar if assuming the altar is going to be used for idolatrous purposes, for sacrifices? So Rashi says it's tashmish de tashmish. It's not the actual tashmish. The real avodah zarah is the sacrifice. So you're just enabling them by building the altar, which is a tashmish of the tashmish, which is the sacrifice, which is then offered up, and the smell is what is given to the gods. Tosfos says that's a mistake. Tosfos actually is on the next page on Tezayin Amid Beis. Tosfos says it's not bimosios, rather it should read demosios, which refers to another type of bathhouse, another type of merchatz, like the Mishnah mentions over here, so it's which makes more sense. Bonin imahem demosios ubeis merchatzos. So certain types of bathhouses you are allowed to build. We're not concerned about avodah zarah with regards to when it comes to a bathhouse. Although it's not completely the case, because the Mishnah then concludes higiel akipa shema midin ba avodas kochavim aser livnos, that you can participate in the building of these bathhouses. However, when you get to the dome, that architecturally they built a dome and they put an idol in the dome that was Aphrodite, which is connected to water for reasons you can look online. So therefore, that would be prohibited to, that section of the bathhouse would be prohibited to build. So that's the Mishnah. There's certain, again, any item which is used for that can cause damage to the masses is prohibited to participate in the construction or the selling of. But certain things that have nothing to do with idolatry, you are allowed to build, even if there is an aspect of idolatry to it later on. That would be like the dome, that would still be permitted. The Gemara begins. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista va'amri la Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar Rav Chaya Gasa. So all we're going to be dealing with in this Mishnah, in this Gemara, doesn't have much to do with our Mishnah. Rather, just to answer one simple question: what's the halachic status of a Chaya Gasa? Not a Behema Gasa, as we mentioned as the previous Gemaras, but a domesticated large animal, but an undomesticated large animal. Does it have a halachic status as a Behema daka, as a thin domesticated animal, or the halakhic status of a large domesticated animal? This is all regards to the question of whether you are allowed to sell a chaya gasa to an idolater. So Rav Chanan says in the name of Rav, chaya gasa harehi ki behema daka lepirchus. With regards to pirchus, with regards to the halakhas of shchita, which we're not going to get into now, that has the halachic status of a behemah daka. So as long as it emulates the actions of a behemah daka, then when you shecht it, it will still be considered kosher. But what about for our question? What about for mechira? How about what's the halachic status of a chaya gasa for sale of a lola mechira? Says Rav Chanan, in the name of Rav that a Chaya Gasa is treated with a Behema Gasa, which means you're not allowed to sell a Chaya Gasa at all. Va'ani Omer, but comes along Rav Chanan and he says, but I say, Afla Mechira, Makom Shenogu Limkor Mochrin, Shelo Limkor Ein Mochrin. Says Rav Chanan, in my opinion, we treat a Chaya Gasa with regards to sale, the same way as Pirchos, which means we treat it like a Behema Daka. In other words, if the custom is to sell it, then you can. If the custom is not to sell it, then you are not allowed to sell it. So Rav Chanan allows you to sell it if that's the minhag. Rav says absolutely no sale of a Chaya Gasa. So now the Gemara is going to argue back and forth who is correct. Tanan, so we're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Ein mocherin lehem dovim v'arios v'lo kol dovar sheish b'nezek l'rabim. Our Mishnah states that you're not allowed to sell a bear or a lion or any other item that causes damage to the masses. Time ad is b'nezek l'rabim. The reason why the sale is prohibited is because it causes damage to the masses. Halais b'nezek l'rabim. But if it wouldn't cause damage, public damage, if it was a tame lion or a tame bear, then shari, it would be permitted to sell this item. So what do you see? You see that in our Mishnah, they differentiate between an animal which is wild and tame. A tame animal would be permitted to sell. And the assumption right now is that a Chaya Gasa is a tame animal, even though it's undomesticated. Nevertheless, then you would be permitted to sell it, which would be a proof to Rav Chanan and a question on Rav. So how do you explain the Mishnah if you were Rav? Amar Rabba Bar Ula Be'ari Shavor Va'aliba D'Rabbi Yehuda. How can you explain our Mishnah? What you need to do is you just simply say that our Mishnah is actually following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. If you recall from Yudal Adam and Bez in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permits the sale of a Behema Gasa that has a broken leg. So our Mishnah over here is talking about, on Tezayinim and Olive, is talking about a lion or a bear that has a broken leg. And that's why the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell it, according to the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yehuda would permit you to sell it. And therefore you can't bring a proof from our Mishnah what the halachic status is of a Chaya Gasa. That's the point. All we're trying to do is trying to push off this proof and explain that you can't argue one way or another what the halachic status of a Chaya Gasa is with regards to selling from our Mishnah. So one answer is that the Mishnah is talking about an animal with a broken leg, according to Rabbi Huda's approach. Rav Ashi Amar Stam Ari Shavarhu Etzal Malacha. Says Rav Ashi, you can answer it in a different fashion. You don't need to say that our Mishnah is talking about a lion or a bear with a broken leg. Rather, they're both healthy, but with regards to work, they're considered broken. They're not workers. They're, as Rashi says, Ari Lav Bar Malachahu. They're not the type of animals that will do work. And therefore, since they're not the type of animals to do work, you can't compare them to a Chaya Gasa, and therefore the Mishnah has its own statement that you cannot infer from it to and apply it to the case of a Chaya Gasa. So no question on Rav any longer. So we're back to our original question. Chaya Gasa, is it permissible to sell or not? Gemara begins as follows. Meisvei. Just as it's prohibited to sell a Behema Gasa, you're also not allowed to sell a Chaya Gasa. Pretty explicit. And even in a place where the custom is to sell a Behema Daka, Chaya Gasa ain mochrim lehem. A Chaya Gasa is still not allowed to be sold. To Yufta Rav Chanan bar Rava, to Yufta, a very clear refutation of Rav Chanan's approach. Rather, we follow Rav's approach, that it would be permitted to... It would not be permitted to sell a Chaya Gasa because it has the halachic status of a Behema Gasa. Now the Gemara is going to do the same, a very similar thing, just interpreting it or coming up with a conclusion in a different manner. Ravina Rami. Ravina is going to offer the following contradiction. Ravina Rami Masnisina Braisa Umishani. Ravina will bring a question of our Mishnah from a Braisa, and then I'll resolve it the same way that we just resolved ours. Tanan, Ein mochren lemdovin va'arios v'chol lo kol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. You're not allowed to sell to an idolater a bears or lions or anything which causes public damage. Taima de'isbe nezek ha'leisbe nezek mochren. It's only if it causes damage, but if it wouldn't cause damage, obviously, then the inference is that it would be permissible to sell. Uramini, but we have what seems to be a contradiction. K'shem shein mochren pe'im agasa, kachein mochren chayagasa, v'afilu b'makom shem mochren pe'im adaka chayagasa ein mochren. You're not allowed to sell a chayagasa, but a chayagasa is a tame animal. So why would you not be allowed? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell, the Braisa says you're not allowed to sell a chayagasa, even though it's tame, yet the Mishnah says as long as it's tame, doesn't cause damage, it's permissible to sell. Umashani, so how will we answer this up? Umashani ba'ari shavar v'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi Amar Stam Ari Shavar Hu Eitzel Malacha. So you have the same two answers, that our Mishnah is either talking about where the lion or bear has a broken leg, or like Ravashi's approach, that these animals don't work, and therefore it's as if they have a broken leg. You can't bring a proof from our Mishnah. Maskifla Rav Nachman. Now Rav Nachman asks the following question. This question, as Tosos points out, is not offered in the first interpretation, but says Tosvos that this also applies equally to the first answer. Then he says some Gemaras also have this question that appears earlier and it was erased. So it applies both ways. Maskev la Rav Nachman man lemelan da'ari chayagasahu. First of all, why we have this assumption that a lion is considered a chayagasa? Dilma chayatakahi. Maybe it's a chayataka. Maybe it's considered a light undomesticated animal. So Rav Ashi daik masnisin emosif tiyufta. So Rav Ashi will explain to us why an Ari is considered a chayagasa. He'll prove it from the Mishnah and with a couple inferences. Tanan, ein mochrim lehem dovim ve'arios v'lo kol davar sheish benezek l'rabim. You're not allowed to sell, again, to an idolater, bears or lions or anything that causes public damage. Taima de'is be'nezek. That's because it causes damage. Ha'leis be'nezek mochrim. If it doesn't cause damage, then it's permissible. That's what we've always inferred. And now Rav Ashi brings another inference. The taima ari distam ari shavarhu etzel malacha. And again, here he says that an Ari, a lion, Stam Ari, is considered like he has a broken leg with regards to work. Ava midi acharina, the Avid Malacha, but any other animal which can do work, lo, would not have the same halachic status. So here, as Rashi points out, this again is a refutation Gemara says this, Tiyufta Rav Chanan bar Rava Tiyufta, this is a clear refutation of Rav Chanan's approach, that an Ari is considered a Chayagasa, because it is an animal which does work. A Chayagasa does work, different than an Ari. So even though the Ari, which could be tame, but it's considered Shavar Eitzel Malacha, a Chayagasa is not considered Shavar Eitzel Malacha, and therefore a Chayagasa would be prohibited to sell. Now the Gemara asks, just really quickly, last line over here, V'chayagasa mihas mai malacha avda, what work does a Chayagasa actually do? Amar Abaye, Amar li mar Yehuda debe mar yuchni tachni rechayim ba'rudi. Says Abaye that Mar Yehuda told me that the family of Yochni would use wild donkeys to grind with the millstones, the grind in the mill. So you see that there is a purpose, there is malacha that a chayagasa can do, and therefore a chayagasa, like Rav said, would be prohibited to sell.